Let's start a new series entitled Unshakable Me. Alright? Ito nyo may ano natin, di ba? Yung props na yun dito talagang Unshakable Me. Okay. Okay, this series we're going to talk about for the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about how to be unshakable. Alright? Because this year, God has a great plans in your life. God has a big purpose in your life. And you need to make sure that you should be unshakable. You will face a lot of oppositions. You will face a lot of troubles. You will face a lot of problems. That's a promise. But you know what? You need to be unshakable this year for you to have fully grasped the greatness, the plans, and the purpose of God in your life. So why don't we just start the word of prayer as we go on? Let's just bow our heads and pray. Lord, we come to you tonight, God, humbling ourselves, God, and we, Lord, ask you, Lord, to be with us in this your presence, Lord, to manifest in this place. Lord, I pray, God, that every student in this place, God, Lord, will have a full understanding, Lord, of the purpose you have in them, and they should fight and overcome it, Lord, through your presence, through your word, God. And thank you, Lord, that they can expect great things from you this year, God, because you are an overcoming God. We glorify you, God. I pray for your presence and the anointing to preach your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This year of 2011, I want every one of us to expect great things from God. Nothing less but the things that comes from God. Don't settle for second best. Don't settle for third best. Expect the great things from God. Don't you ever believe the enemy that you are worth nothing. Don't settle for second best. Expect great things from God. And you know why? You know why you need to expect great things from God this year? You know why? Say why. Because God created you. You are a son and a daughter. Because when God created you, He placed a special DNA called purpose in you. And because that purpose was placed in your life, you can expect great things from God. Because through that purpose, God can work in and through your life. God's will be established in and through your life. God's power will manifest in and through your life. Because of that purpose, you can expect great things from God this year. And if you're here and you don't have any sense of purpose, there's no reason for you to expect great things from God. But if you're here and you're saying, I am created by God, I have His purpose in my life, then I can expect great things from God this year. And it's up to us whether we believe it or not. It's up to us. It's in our decision. It's in our decision. It's in our power to believe that whether I want it to happen and be fulfilled in my life. And when do you want to happen? When do you want to see it? It's all based on your decision. But you got to decide and you got to come to God and say, God, regardless of what happened last 2010, this year, I'm going to believe and expect great things from you because you created me. For those of you who had bad year last year, 2010, gusto mo na isumpaya, gusto mo na kalimutan yun. You know what? This is a good news. Because see, this year, 2011, lives will get better. It's going to be better. And for those of you who had a great year last year and you're saying, ano, patapos na ba yung great year ko? No. It will get better. You are the greatest year of your life. Sabi mo, kaya mo nang matapos yung 2010. You know what? You haven't seen yet what God will do in your life this year. So I want you to expect great things from God this year of 2011. Why? Because God created you and He has a purpose in you in your life. You know, one time I was talking to a student and, well, you know, I mean, I'm working as a campus missionary. I go to campus. I'm a missionary to the campus. I go there, talk to students, befriend them. Libre sila ng mga scramble, ng mga kwek-kwek, just to earn their trust and so I can speak through their in their life. And there was a student I was talking, and you know, he was very notorious in that school, and his record's not really something that you want to follow. And I was talking to him, and he was a bit troubled, so I was trying to, not counsel, just trying to befriend him. And I asked him, okay, and I mentioned his name and asked him, do you believe in God? And without batting an eyelash, he said, no. Okay? Do you believe God has a plan in your life? I don't know. Guy's hardcore. This guy's solid hardcore. So ako, parang, Paano ko makakreate ng conversation? Lahat ng tanong ko, no. Tinanong ko siya, you don't believe in God? You don't believe God has a plan and purpose in your life? Tinanong ko siya, kumakain ka ba ng pasit canton? Oo. Okay, ako rin kumakain ako. So that you can just have in common. You know what? You know what? I just made that up in that third question. But you know what? I walk away from that conversation feeling bad and just saying a prayer for that guy, saying, Lord, he doesn't know what he's missing in his life. If he will just know that God created him and loves him and he has a plan for him, I'm sure he would want to experience the purpose you have placed in his life. But you know what? Sad to say, a lot of young people today, students per se, okay, they are saying they believe in God, yet most of them, they don't experience, they don't see the fullness of the purpose of God happening in their lives. Mas okay na nga yung taong sinasabi na, I don't believe in God, so expected mo yun, talagang, okay, talagang hindi nyo makikita yung purpose ni God sa buhay niya kasi I don't believe in God, nirealize ko na si God, yung purpose niya. But they're on the other side of the spectrum, there are some students, they're saying, attend worship service like this, go to church like this, go to Bible study, attend, nag-clap-clap ng hands, tumataas ang kamay. And they're saying they believe in God and yet they miss the purpose of God in their lives. How is that? Why is that? If you've been joining us in this Friday night youth service, Friday after Friday, we want to welcome you. But my prayer is not for you to be always present in this place. My prayer is you will find the meaning and the purpose God placed in your life. A lot of students today miss that. And you know what? Here's the thing. You know, when God created us, like you and me, all right? When God created us, you and me, automatically part of the package deal is God will place purpose in you. All right? God will place purpose in you. Automatic yon. Now, dalawang bagay lang kung bakit namimiss ng isang tao yung purpose ni God sa buhay nila. Unang-una, okay, it's our decision. Some students or some people are just stupidly smart. You know what I mean? They're just so smart on being stupid. Okay? Because they still believe, okay, they came from a bacteria that evolved into a tadpole that became a monkey and then you are now a student in some school. And you don't care the purpose of God in your life and you don't know God and you don't want to believe that God has a purpose in your life. You missed it. Naniwala ka kung sino dyan yung mga leader sa school mo, sinabihan ka na ganito, oo nga, tama ka, kasi utak bacteria ako eh. They're just stupidly smart. And they miss the purpose of God in their life. Second is, the reason a lot of people miss the purpose of God in their life is, second is, you know, when God placed purpose in your life, you know what? There's a war happening in the spiritual realm. God placed that purpose in your life. And you know what's going to happen when the moment God placed purpose in your life? The enemy is trying to steal and destroy it. You know, you're here, you're listening now, and you want to hear the word of God. Some of us here in the spiritual realm, alam nyo nangyayari, may bumubulong sa inyo, huwag mong pakinggan yan. Masisira buhay mo dyan, magiging born again ka. Here you are trying to hear the word of God, trying to place His purpose in your life, and in the spiritual realm, may sinagsasabi sa inyo, umalis ka na dyan. Walk out. Walk out. Walk out. Or binistra ka niya, huwag ka na makinig dyan. Tinan mo, dun sa may sulok ko, cute. Listen, don't you ever think life is all about physical realm? There's something happening in the spiritual and you have to be aware of that. When God places purpose in your life, there's something happening in the spiritual realm. The devil and the enemy doesn't want you to realize that. And it's sad to say, a lot of young people today miss the place, the purpose of God in their lives. And you know, when they miss that purpose, the enemy is trying to oppose that. When a student realizes his purpose, the enemy will try to steal that. The enemy will try to destroy that. And one of the famous weapon, if I will say weapon, kung yung mga terrorists meron mga grenade launcher, yung devil meron ding yung enemy in the spiritual realm, meron din siyang weapon to destroy the purpose in your God, the purpose of God in your life para hindi mo ma-realize tong purpose ni God sa buhay mo. Okay, and his weapon is, you know, old trick na tong weapon na to, pero so effective, it's so deceitful, kala mo so creepy na pumapasok sa mind mo. And I call this weapon of the enemy a mindset which, in which we called, I don't care as long as I'm happy mindset. Here you are, wanting to know the purpose of God, and then the enemy's trying to destroy that by giving you this mindset, because if you buy this mindset, then be rest assured, you're going to be destroyed. You ain't going to see the purpose and plan of God in your life. I don't care as long as I'm happy mindset. And sad to say, a lot of young people buy this mindset. And sad to say, a lot from our generation believe this kind of mindset. We've been fooled. And sad to say, the devil has been winning, destroying the purpose of the young people of this generation. You know what? How does it look like? Ano bang itsura nitong I don't care as long as I'm happy mindset? You know, there are some students who experiment on relationships. You know, may guy, dumikit dito, dumikit doon, dumikit dyan, lahat na lang dinikitan. Parang aso. Nakita kayo na aso, di ba? Sa kalye nyo, how many of you live in streets? Okay, hindi yung streets na ano. What I mean is, okay, yung hindi kayo sa exclusive subdivision, alam ko sa mga exclusive subdivision, bawal yung mga stray dogs, di ba? Tama ba yun? Okay, wrong English. Okay. Okay, kasi kami, nakatira kami sa Project Forest, sa Katipunan, sa likod ng Katipunan. Okay. And marami mga stray dogs there. So, may nakita ka mga aso. Okay, kalat, di ba? Lahat na lang dinikitan, di ba? Lahat na lang dinikitan. Ganun, maraming lalaki, ganun. Lahat na lang dinikitan. Nakita kayong ganun. And there are some students who do that. They just experiment in relationship one relationship after the another. And they think they're cool. No, hindi ka cool. Aso ka. Not cool. May ibang text dito, text doon, pakit dito. Hindi ka cool. Aso ka. And there's some ladies, they're so beautiful, para namang pusa. Yeah. Lahat na, hindi ka, please, if you're beautiful and you believe you are, just sit in one place and people will recognize you. And someday, that guy who is bold enough, who fears and loves the Lord, will approach you and will tell you how precious you are. Hindi mo kailangan yun, ladies. Are you hearing this, ladies? Students experimenting already. Hindi pa yun. Lalaki sa lalaki, babae sa babae. Please. And this is the mindset that we bought. I don't care as long as I'm happy. Is that right? We've been deceived. We've been fooled. Vices, drugs. Sige, toma pa. Sige, toma pa. Sige. Laki mo pati bote. Durugi mo yung bote. Powderize mo. Sige, inumin mo. Hindi ka pa kontento. Pati na yung case, yung plastic. Durugin mo. Kung madudurog mo yun. You know what I mean? I don't care as long as I'm happy. You got problems and you don't wanna face it. Oh, biyaan naman na yan. Hassle yan. Tara, labas na lang tayo. Okay lang yan. You don't face it. You got trouble in school. You don't wanna tell to your parents. And you disrespect your parents. Eh, nakita ko sa TV, okay lang, cool yun. Eh, yun lang gagayain ko. Listen, I don't care as long as I'm happy mindset is a mindset that came from the pit of hell. Don't buy that. But sad to say, a lot of people today bought that mindset and they're missing the purpose of God in their lives. It's very sad. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be happening this way. When God created you and placed His purpose in you, He is determined to see it through. He wants to happen in your life. But you know what? You got to play the role. You have a part to play. You have to fight. God placed that purpose. You need to fight for that purpose. You can't expect somebody read Bible for you. You should do it. You can't expect someone attend Bible study for you. You should do it. You can't expect somebody to, you know, answer the exams for you. For some of you, ginagawa niyo yun. May nag-a-answer. Ako, ginagawa ko yun dati nung college ako. Pero hindi pa ako Christian nun. Answer naman naman yung test ko. Okay, ma'am. Listen. If you want to see the purpose of God happen in your life and be fulfilled in your life, you got to fight and stand. And this year, you need to be unshakable. Because the great plans of God will be fulfilled this year and you need to take stand because you will face opposition. How do you know if the fish is dead? Huh? Pag lumilutang, di ba? if it just, you know, go with the flow, right? If the fish couldn't stand the current, right? You know what? A lot of young people today, they are dead. They just go with the flow where the world will take them. O tara, pura tayo ito. O sige, pura tayo dyan. Pura tayo ito. O tara, sige, pura tayo. O tara, o tara ito. Tanong tayo. O sige, tanong tayo. Say tayo. O sige, cool yan. If you're that, please do yourself a favor. There's more to life than that. Listen, it doesn't have to be that way. You got to fight for the purpose of God in your life, and you need to stand. God is determined. God wants it to happen in your life, but you got to play the role also. How do we do that? How can we fight the plans of the enemy against us so that we can see the fulfillment of purpose of the purpose of God in your life? Let's read 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. And we're going to look on the life of young David. And this day, young David is, you know, I love David. Because when he received his purpose from God, guess what? He was young, just like us. Isn't it great? And when God gave his purpose, he doesn't wait for you to grow in like 30s, 40s, 50s. He's willing to give it to you as young as, you know, 15, 16, 17. Isn't it great? So it's just a mindset that broke, you know, in me when I was still young, and akala ko yung purpose, yung prosperity, yung plan ni God, pag matanda na ako, pag sa bata, hindi pa, wala muna. Laro-laro ka, chill out ka muna dyan. Tsaka na lang pag medyo mature ka na. Kasi akala ko dati, oh, wag ka muna dito, wala kasi bata ka pa. So isip ko, ganun din sa plans ni God. Oh, wag ka muna dito kasi bata ka pa. No. As young as you are, you can receive the purpose of God in your life. And God is willing to give it to you. Young David. Let's read the story of David. This, let me just give you a background before I'll tell this to us. Okay, this is going to be quick, so I want you to stay with me and be attentive and look more on the screen so that you will follow the story. And the background is, you know, young David was about to be anointed as king of Israel because the current king, which is King Saul, did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord is rejecting King Saul and replacing him with King David. And King David was a young boy, a young shepherd. And God called King David, anointed King David through the prophet Samuel, and he wants him to rule and take over from the reign and kingship of King Saul. So let me just read to you in 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. It says here, Samuel, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. Do you have your Bibles with you? Great. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Then let's jump to verse 4 to 13. Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, do you come in peace during the time when a prophet arrived? Okay, it only means two things, distraction or encouragement. So that's why they were asking him, do you come in peace? Samuel replied, yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the to sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to sacrifice. Verse 6, okay, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab, thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. Verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things that man looks. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Do you appreciate God? This doesn't qualify us with the way we stand, the way we look, our achievements, our accomplishment. Just look at the heart. That's why when you stand before God, he only looks one thing, your heart. It's not the Bible knowledge that you have, but how much you obey it. So that's why it's your heart that God looks. Verse 8, then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then made Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen this. Verse 11, so he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? They're still the youngest. Jesse answered, but he is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down, all right, until he arrives. Verse 12. So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise, anoint him, and he is the one. Verse 13. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. came upon David in power, Samuel then went to Ramah. Based on that story, I just want to repeat myself. God didn't wait for David to grow up. God didn't wait for David to become mature or, you know, more experienced or more qualified. God didn't wait for that. Right there in there, where God exactly placed him, David received his purpose from God. And you know what? Right where you are today, in your school, in your position in your life, in your situation in your family, whatever you're facing right now, whatever current situation you're in right now, let me tell you this. When you give your life to Jesus, God right here, right now, will place his purpose in your life. He will not wait until you grow and mature and, you know, be more qualified, as the world thinks that you should be qualified before you receive the purpose of God. But you know what? This will happen. The moment David received the purpose of God in his life, you know what happened? Verse 16, he received his purpose. Come verse 17, you know what happened? He had an encounter. There was an opposition. An opposition to his purpose. You know what his purpose? To be the king, right? Of Israel. And you know what's the opposition? To destroy him as the next king of the Israel. The enemy planting a man named Goliath from the Philistines' army is there to destroy the purpose of David. You know what? The moment you receive purpose from God, let me tell you this, it's not going to be easy, it's not going to be a walk in the park, it's not going to be a better process, you will face opposition. This year, you're claiming the great promise from God. This year, you have purpose that you want to be fulfilled in your campus, in your family. Listen, you're going to face opposition because the enemy doesn't want you to realize and achieve that and for you to see it fulfilled in your life. You will face opposition. I mean, this is what happened. Let's read 1 Samuel 17 when Goliath opposed the young David. Not just opposed and beat him or killed David, but opposed the purpose of God in his life. This is going to be long, and this is going to read this. All right? 1 Samuel 17, verse 4 to 11. A champion named Goliath, who was from God, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet. Okay? And then, verse 5, he had bronze helmet. Let's just cut it out. Okay? Let's just go to verse 40 to 50. Okay? 1 Samuel 17, verse 40 to 50. Hey, okay, before they're going there. All right. Great. The story is this. Let me just, okay, I want you to, can you promise me, later, pag-uwi niyo sa bahay, can you read this? 1 Samuel 17. Can you promise that? How many of you will say, I'm going to read this? Okay, great. Lord, you see all these hands, God. All right? I'm telling you, the Lord is your witness. He wants you to read that, all right? This is the story, right? David, okay, volunteered himself to fight Goliath. And the people, especially his brother, you know, ridiculed him for being an arrogant boy he is. But the people, including his brothers, doesn't know that David has a purpose from God. The reason David has such confidence to face Goliath, to face that opposition, because he knows he received that special purpose from God. And you know what? This year, you will face a lot of opposition so that your purpose will not be fulfilled. But listen, you can have confidence because it was God who gave it to you in the first place. And verse 40 to 50 will tell us how young David eliminated Goliath. Let's just do this. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked at David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy, handsome, and he despised him. Isipin mo, pati si Goliath na recognize si David, ruddy and handsome. And he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, I'll give you flesh to the birds or the beasts to field. David said to the Philistines, you at this, and I want you to read this, okay, in your mind. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head, Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine's army to the birds of the air, of the beasts of the earth. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you, and He will give all of you into our hands. This is the account on how David defeated the biggest opposition in his life, the biggest opposition over his purpose. My question for all of us here, what are the things in your life that hinders you, that are stopping you from seeing the fulfillment of the purpose of God in your life? Ano ba yung naghihinder? This year, you're believing for a great year. You want to read your Bible more. You want to consistently pray. You know, you want to make a difference in your campus. Okay, you will quit doing these vices. You will go home early. You will quit lying to your parents. I mean, those are the purpose that God wants you to have. You know, yung purpose ni God. And this year, you want to, you know, give your life to God wholeheartedly like never before. And you want that. But the question is, ano ba yung mga bagay sa buhay mo na nag-i-stop sa'yo? Relationships ba? Eh kasi, hindi ko siya mag-give up eh. I can't. Search around the Philippines and even the whole Facebook community, you will not find someone like him. Talaga lang ah. Listen, if your relationship interferes with your relationship with God and then that relationship is not worth keeping, believe me, your relationship should complement on how you're relating, on how you are relating with God. If it's destroying your relationship with God, cut it off. Vices, friends, pressures, problema, whatever it is, ano ba yan? What are the things that hinders you? Time management, busy ka lang, ano ba? Because you can, what are the things that's stopping you? Ano ba yung mga gulayat sa buhay mo? What are the gulayats? You know, it's impossible. You know, hindi mo alam sitwasyon ko, Dan. Kung alam mo lang, dinadaanan ko. As much as I want to serve God, hindi ko talaga kaya. And you're saying, this gulayat is bigger than the gulayat that David faced in the Bible. Let me give you a tip on how you will overcome that. How will you defeat that gulayat in your life? Let's just go back in 1 Samuel 17:45 to 47. This is how David defeated Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:45 to 47. Come here, he said, and I'll give you flesh to the birds, the air and the beasts of the field. And David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, whom you defied. Whatever Goliaths you're facing today, you go out there and tell that Goliaths in front of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am commanding you to leave me alone, be cut off in the name of Jesus. Whatever curse, whatever bandage you're facing right now, you come against that in the name of the Lord. Ungodly relationships, in the name of the Lord, I will never have memories of that. I'm gonna move on. Tapa mo na yung mga old love letters. Okay lang yun. Ito yung mga old pictures. Believe me, you don't want your future husband or wife to see that. In the name of the Lord, whatever opposition you're facing right now or facing today, it will be gone. David did that in the name of the Lord, and surely you can do that as well. And you know why I'm convinced that you can overcome? This last verse I want to show you. This is the last verse I want to show you. You know why I'm convinced that you can overcome defeat and see the purpose of God in your life happen this year? You know why I'm convinced? You know why? Because of Romans 8, 31 to 39. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Do you read that? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not graciously also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Let's just jump to verse 38. At this reading, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, or the heavenly rulers, neither the present nor the future, nor the any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 39. You know what? In this verse, it talks about being more than conquerors. And you can be conquerors because of the love of Jesus Christ in your life. No famine, no hardship, whatever persecution, difficulties you're facing right now, whatever impossible things you are in right now, whatever Goliaths you're facing right now, listen, the love of God will make you overcome. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will overcome all of my opposition this year, and I will see the purpose of God be fulfilled in my life this year. If you are here and joining us for the first time, this is a church. And we love Jesus Christ and we want to worship Jesus Christ. We're not just a bunch of losers and you think we are, but you know, we're not. We're just so passionate to love Jesus Christ. The world thinks we are crazy. No, we're just crazy for our Lord. We just don't want to fall into the trap of a cycle that's called, you know, paulit-ulit lang na buhay. You know, when you're a student, okay, papagising ka sa umaga, kakain ka, papasok ka. Pagkasok mo sa eskwela, wala kang alam, hindi ka nakapag-aral, so mangungopia ka. Then magkakakrush ka, okay, titext mo siya, magiging kayo. Naging kayo na, okay, masaya ka kunyari, nag-like ka sa magulang mo, nag-date kayo, baon pa ng yung pinan-date mo. Alright? And that's life. And then, nag-date kayo, naging kayo, tapos after 2 months, di na kayo ulit, tapos nag-away kayo, tapos nag-Facebook kayo, nag-away kayo sa Facebook, sa yung mga kaibigan mo, nag-away-away na rin. And you wish hindi nangyari yon. And then uminom ka, oh sige, okay lang yan. Yung isa naman, naka-move on na, ikaw, bitter ka pa rin. We don't want you to have that kind of life. Isn't that life ganun lang sa mundo? Paulit-ulit na lang yun eh. Life has more to offer than that. And Jesus Christ can give you life tonight. Listen, God placed purpose in your life, but you need to come to Jesus Christ if you want to see that purpose in your life. And I would like to end this illustration with you so that you will fully understand this. We're running over time, but you know, I think it's just worth doing. Are you agreeing with me? You know, for those of you who are believing God for a great year, you can have this year. For sure. As long as you're going to hold on to God, as long as every opposition you will face this year, you will come against in the name of the Lord from facing that opposition, you can have that. But there is another story that we want us to understand. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you ain't going to see the purpose be fulfilled in your life. You know, for some of you knows, okay, kanina kung pumasok kayo dito, masok kayo dito. Nakita kayong isang beauty queen, may hawak na bata. Asawa ko yun, tsaka anak ko yun. Kata nyo, may nakita kayong beauty queen? Yeah. My daughter name is Elena. Okay, she's turning 9 months this month. And there's something about Elena that, you know, I cannot compare it to you. You know, guys, how many of you here believe that, you know, I love you enough to stand here and tell you the truth that you need God? How many of you believe that I love you? Mahal na mahal ko kayo. Okay, I'm not gonna do this for free. Okay, I'm not gonna do this sacrificing my life. I can be somewhere else earning dollars. But I choose to be here. You know why? Because I love the next generation. I will invest in the next generation. I love you guys. These people, Pastor Jeff, Pastor Ryan, Phoebe, Atalisa, they love you. They love you. They're here serving you, introducing God to you. Kahit sumasakit ulo nila sa inyo, they're there for you. Same way, I love you so much, guys. But you know what? Without any apology, I love my daughter better than I love you. I mean, I'm not gonna make excuses on that. If my daughter needs me, I'm gonna attend to my daughter first before you guys. I love my daughter so much, more than you. How many of you here believe that I can protect you? I will protect you from any jerks out there. I will protect. I'm not gonna punch the guy who will, you know. Believe me. It's not just me, Pastor Jeb, Pastor Ryan. And I nearly did one before. There was a guy who was trying to, you know, binabasa isang bata. Nilapitan ko, ano problema mo? You know, I can protect. We want to protect you. That's why when you invite your guy friends here, we tell them that you are a dog. Because if they have any intention of, you know, showing, dishonoring you, we tell them straight, you're not. It's not gonna happen here. But you know what? If my daughter needs me and she wants me to protect her, I will run to my daughter first more than you. I will protect her. My daughter has the quickest access to me more than you. You can text me for prayer requests, prayer concerns. You can come to me after the service and tell me, Pastor Dan, I have this and that. Can you pray for me? Yes, I will pray for you. I will make time for you. But you know what? But when my daughter approached me, and even though she didn't approach me, my daughter has a quick access to me. And I can do and say all these things in front of you. And you will feel na parang hindi ako pinapansin ni Kuya Dan. Parang, you know, parang wala, baliwala ako. Siya pa naman youth pastor. No. It's just the way it is. There are things that I can give you, my time, my talents, and, you know, my resources, but I cannot give everything to you because my everything is only for my daughter. You know what? It's the same way with God. You want the purpose of God in your life? Yes, God will give it to you. And the grace of God is already evident in your life. The reason na humihinga ka, nakakakain ka, at meron kang tamang pag-iisip na hindi ka tumalon sa building na to, it's already grace. Mahal ka ng Diyos kahit nire-reject mo si God. Buti na nga, meron kang tamang pag-iisip na hindi mag-cross dyan sa Marcos Highway. Do you recognize that? And you're rejecting God, believing that you are on your own? No, it's your grace. God can click that, you know, that membrane in your brains. God can do that. And to think you're saying, I'm good. No. It's by the grace of God, the goodness of God. That's why you are here, walking here, listening to this message. That's the grace of God. But listen. But the purpose of God, you ain't gonna see that happen in your life until you become a son and a daughter of God. Elena had a quick access to me. You can have a quick access to God when you give your life to Him, when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You wanna see the purpose of God in your life? Be a son. Be a daughter. And you can see it happen this year. Can we just bow our heads? Let's close our eyes. I'm going to pray for some of you here. You're here. You never made this decision to give your life to Jesus Christ. And you're here. You're alive. Listen, that's something for you to thank for before God. Pasalamat ka. God gave you the right mind, the grace to breathe, family you can depend on. Pasalamat ka. But you're here and you're saying, Dan, I don't think I'm a son. I don't think I'm a daughter. I think I need to give my life to Jesus Christ tonight. I think this is it. I don't want to spend this whole year chasing nothing. I want to spend this year, not just this year, but the entire years of my life pursuing God and His purpose. If you're here and you know your life is not right before God, you know it. What you're hearing today is something that never escaped your ears. You're too smart not to hear this. In fact, God gave you that smart brains that you have, na pinagmamalaki mo, for you to hear this. And this is what you need to hear. You are a sinner. You need Jesus Christ. If you want His purpose, if you want to expect great things from God, if you want to see great things from God this year, if you want to see His purpose to be fulfilled in your life, All you need to do is to give your life to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Surrender everything. Turn away from all your old life and start following Him. If that is you, I'm just going to ask you just to raise your hands just gently. Say, Pastor Dan, I'm that person. I'm not going to leave this place without making the decision. Yes, I see that hand. Yes, I see those hands. I see those hands. You're sick and tired of living this life, and you know there's more life to this. And you know that tonight, you need to make this decision. You may never have the chance again to make this decision. If that is you, just raise your hands. Just gently, it's me, Pastor Dan. It's me. I'm surrendering my life to Jesus Christ tonight. I'm not going to hide from God again. I'm not going to play with Him again. I'm just going to surrender my life to Him. And from this day on, I'm going to follow, submit to His will, and obey Him wholeheartedly. If that is you, just raise your hands. In fact, if you're raising your hands, I'm going to ask you to do something bold. Decisions like this requires bold action. If you're raising your hands, I just want you to just stand up, stand on your feet, grab your things. I want you to go here in front, and I will pray for you. Stand up, grab your things, come here in front, and I want to personally pray for you. And I want to see you face to face. Can you just do that? Stand up here. Come here. Come here. This is your night. This is your night. Can we all just stand up? Let's just all stand up. Just all stand up. Just all stand up. As we wait for these people to come here in front. When you raise that hand, you're not raising that hand for me. I'm not going to ask that. You're raising that hand for God. You know there's something wrong in your life and you are surrendering it before God. Just come here. Just come here. Just run. If you're scared somebody might recognize you, just run. Takpan mo yung mukha mo. Just run. Just run. Just run. Just run. Just run. Just come here. Just come here. You know you need to make this decision tonight. Just come here in front. You need to make the decision tonight. Just come here in front. Just come here. Just come here. Just come here. If you didn't raise your hands and you need to be here and you know you need to be here, just come here. Just come here. I'm not asking you to come here just for the sake of coming. When you step out of that chair, you're saying, I'm going to leave my life behind me and I'm going to pursue the life God has for me. Come here. Just come here. Just make sure no one forced you to come here. I'm not forcing you to come here. If you're this decision, this is your decision. Just come here in front. Just come here. Just make the way for these people. Just come here in front. This is the best way to start the year. Just come here. 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 Just can you just move closer? Just move closer here. Just move closer. 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 Just come here. Closer. Can you just stop for you? Pwede bang kasapin ko kayo for just a minute? So look at me first. So look at me first. So look at me first. Listen. I know you're here. I know why you are here. Alam ko. Hindi dahil pinilit kayo, may usher dyan. Tara, punta kayo dun. Kasi pwede nyo naman tanggihan yung usher. I know why you are here. Hindi dahil mayroon nagsabi sa'yo, punta ka dun, taas kamay mo. The reason you are here, you know why you are here? Because I know you sense in your life, you recognize in your life, this life ain't nothing without God. You're pretending to be cool all along, and then you realize you're not cool unless you have Jesus Christ in your life. You're saying you're okay, you're saying you're fine, but deep inside your heart, deep inside in you, pag namatay na lahat ng ilaw, pagtapos na lahat ng parties, pagtapos na lahat ng gatherings, pag natulog ka na, ano sinasabi mo sa sarili mo? Grabe. Is this what life is? I know why you are here. Because you know life is not complete without Jesus Christ. You've been living this life, a life of lie that the enemy has been trying you to believe. I don't care as long as I'm happy mindset. You know what? You don't have to buy that mindset. God can give you more to life than that. So if you're here and you want to make a decision tonight that from this day on, I'm going to follow Jesus, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to surrender my life to Him, I want you to bow your heads. Just close your eyes between you and God. Huwag mo muna isipin kung saan ka pupunta mamaya. Just between you and God. It's a me God moment. Don't mind the person next to you. Just close your eyes. Just picture Jesus right in front of you. Just picture God right in front of you. Are you ready to pray? So I want you to pray this prayer with me. Repeat this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus. Can you say it again louder? Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive all my sins I have committed against you. I realize I have offended a holy, mighty, and glorious God. And I'm asking you, humbling myself, to give me new life. A life that you offer when Jesus Christ died on that cross. Life to the full. And from this day on, I want you to be my king, my master, my ruler, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Can I just pray for you?